This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Russian authorities now say at least 115 people were killed in Friday's attack on a Moscow concert hall. ISIS has claimed responsibility, but ABC's Patrick Reivel says Russian authorities are pointing the finger at Ukraine.
Russia's now saying they have detained all four attackers, along with seven other suspected accomplices, alleging they were detained while headed towards the border with Ukraine, saying they planned to cross. Russia so far not confirming the men belonged to ISIS.
The Senate passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill that averts a government shutdown. The world reacting to the news that Kate, the Princess of Wales, is being treated for cancer, which she said was discovered after abdominal surgery in January. Major League Baseball has opened a formal investigation into illegal gambling and theft allegations involving Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani and his now fired interpreter. Ohtani's attorneys say he was the victim of a massive theft. This is ABC News. A U.S. official says fighter jets from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower struck three underground storage facilities in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, the latest U.S. strike. Meanwhile, dozens of American citizens have left Haiti on flights chartered by the U.S., where the situation in the Caribbean nation deteriorates.
Widespread gang violence in Haiti has choked off routes in and out of the country and resources. The U.S. has been evacuating Americans by helicopter and charter flights. Ashley made it to Miami from the port city of Cap Haitien, about 5 hours from the capital.
Cap Haitien, there's not a lot of food. It was very scary.
The World Food Program says nearly 5 million people, or almost half of Haiti's population, are facing food insecurity. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The Department of Education says a vendor incorrectly calculated the financial aid formula for more than 200,000 applicants, so they'll need to be reprocessed. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Time now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly cloudy today. We're looking for a high of 37. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light patchy snow or flurries later on with a low of 25. Sunday, blustery with areas of snow likely turning to scattered rain later in the day. Anywhere from a dusting to 1 inch of snow possible and a high of 41. Breezy occasional rain Sunday night, 34. And Monday, mainly cloudy, much warmer, 55. Tell you what, kids, we keep going the wrong way. We're down to 19 degrees so far. That is the morning low with mostly clear skies. Let's get the 7 o'clock hour underway the right way.
CBS presents this program in color.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
While upon my got no direction, we're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. You came upon the wave all the way. You're the reason I'm still here. Yeah. Am I the one you were sent to save? You came upon me wave all the way. I wandered out into the water. That I might drown. I don't know what I was after.
snow I was going down. That's when she found me, not afraid anymore. She said, you know I always had you, baby, just waiting for you to find what you were looking for. It came upon me.
From Pat Green, that if you're going through something and you listen to that, yeah, it'll pull you up. It'll get you right here. That's Wave on Wave at 707, 19 degrees. Adam Hess working through your Saturday morning. Have you ever done something and while you're doing it, you say to yourself, you know, I really shouldn't be doing this, but you do it anyway? Yeah, King George knows all about that. We really shouldn't.
We really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie. This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a goodbye kiss. We really shouldn't be.
Yeah. WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Missing. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. It's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Sometimes you just gotta take control, mellow yourself out like John Tesh, and give yourself a cool change.
Hi, this is John Tesh. For the best news, weather, sports, and music, keep your radio tuned to WRCO and Adam Hess.
Hee-haw!
Rise and shine, folks, and get ready for the ultimate morning boost with Phil and Hank in the mornings, starting at 7:20. Your perfect start to a perfect day. Right on. Every weekday around 7:20, Phil and Hank, or Hank and Phil, if you will.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. And all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be.
A minute, there was beer and cheese too.
Now all the town.
The forecast for Southwest Wisconsin: partly cloudy today. We're gonna top off near 37 tonight. A low of 25, and then Sunday blustery with snow likely, up to an inch likely. Maybe some rain later. A high of 41, 55 by Monday. Currently in Richland Center, we're at 19 degrees. That is our morning low. If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse. You can make a request. Just some general chit-chat, maybe tell me a bad joke for the day, and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam, from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com, schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. It was this week in 1980. On the hit CBS television series Dallas, J.R. Ewing was shot by Kristen. Of course, we had to wait a season for the premiere to find out that A, he lived, and B, it was Kristen who actually shot him. In 1955, NBC television presented the first Colgate Comedy Hour. In 1990, Normal Life with Moon Unit and Dweezil Zappa premiered on CBS. In 1990, Sydney starring Valerie Bertinelli premiered on CBS as well. And in 1994, Steven Spielberg won his first two Oscars. They were for Best Picture and Best Director for Schindler's List. Today's Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to 1989 and the CBS Television Network. It was a funny comedy starring Mary Fran, Julia Duffy, Peter Scolari, and of course the great Bob Newhart. The show was Newhart.
Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO, a civic media station.
We'll return after these messages.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored each and every day by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Well, today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. We have a birthday here for Carolyn Anderson from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thank you for everything you do for the park. You are so appreciated. Happy birthday wishes to Carolyn Anderson from Jay and Linda. Enjoy your special day. Elaine Brooks is celebrating that note from Elmer. Happy 18th birthday to my youngest nephew, Matthew Kepler, as a neighbor up the road. Matthew is celebrating. Have a great day from Aunt Joe. Cynthia Schoonover makes the Schmidt Woodland Hills list from the Bloom City Town Crier. Sharon Long, Carol Ramsden, Palmer Severson, and an anniversary for Jim and Yvonne Craig. That from the Bloom City Town Crier. Here's an anniversary from Bob and Heidi to Rich and Al Marie Schwarting. It's a birthday for Haniel Molina Godmez from Richland Primary. Jason Huffman, have a great day from Mom and Dad Olson. From the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, Carol Ramsden and Palmer Severson both celebrating. Here's a birthday wish going out to Haley Hagenston along with Kelly Miller and Palmer Severson, checking in from the Blue River, Muscadet, and Avoca Lions Club. And Reagan Jelenic and William Tran on the Richland Center Lions Club as well. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area today, we'd like to wish you the best from WRCO-FM.
This is Goodwin P. Peabody speaking. From ocean to ocean and coast to coast, who do you turn to for the best rock and roll? Join Phil Nee on most of these network stations every Saturday for Those Were the Days.
You're listening to the Weekend Get Together.
Weekend Get Together.
With Adam Hess.
Hey, Adam. Turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, baby. Yes, it's really me. After all the wrong I've done, I guess you're surprised to see me. Consider me.
way. Please reconsider me. I've learned the truth about the so-called good life.
Just reconsider me.
And baby, baby.
Oh, baby, baby. That's baby, Narvel baby. Feltz.
Please reconsider me.
Hey, a great big hello to chilly Winter, Wisconsin. Elaine joining us from way up in Winter this morning. And, of course, we have our Mesa crew joining in. Georgia, Florida line. Not the group, but some listeners down there. We have Kentucky and Colorado today as well. Of course, all of you great fine folks throughout Southwest Wisconsin. It's 7:37. We're at 19 degrees during your weekend wake up.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
Hey, we got word that the band trip just passed the radio station. And we wish them luck. Safe travels as well. The RC Ithaca band trip heading on their way to Florida.
It's in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. My
brother Bill and my other brother Jack. Belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. But when the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
That's Mel McDaniel, Louisiana Saturday night. Heading down to Louisiana, heading down to Florida. The RC Ithaca band trip well on their way now. They were underway for the next few days. They'll get down to Florida, enjoy the nice sunny weather. Can't blame them there when we're looking for highs in the 30s. No, you're jealous. I'm not jealous.
I just dropped $5 in a jukebox, baby. Ain't a soul on the old dance floor. If you're gonna run with the big dogs, hon, you gotta get off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. You gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just one way to go. But don't change the road I'm on. But me, I know just where I'm going. I don't have to be told. They said living fast, it just won't last. But that don't bother me. 'Cause when it comes my time to go, I won't go easily.
Like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse, you can make a request, just some general chit-chat, maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 7:45. We're up to 20 degrees following our morning low so far of 19. This news update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town & Country TV & Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The outlook for today from Tony Schumacher, partly cloudy, will top off near 37. 25 tonight with flurries late, up to an inch of snow tomorrow mixing with rain, a high of 41, 55 on Monday. We do have clear skies, lots of sunshine, and we're at 20. Our news continues in a moment.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, March 23rd. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A one-vehicle rollover crash sent one person to the hospital. Tuesday morning around 8:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash in the township of Woodman. After a brief investigation, it was determined that Christian Bendel, 23, of Prairie du Chien, was traveling west on County Road C when he crested a hill and was approaching a left-hand curve. Bendel stated he entered the curve at too high of a rate of speed and lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle entered the ditch on the north side of the roadway before Bendel overcorrected, and the vehicle shot across both lanes of travel and entered the ditch on the south side of the roadway, striking a fence and then rolling approximately 1.5 times before coming to rest on its driver's side facing back to the north. Bendel did not report any injuries, but a female passenger was transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Bendel was cited for operating without valid insurance. A Darlington man has been sentenced after nearly 200 dead goats were found on his southwest Wisconsin farm he oversaw. Kyle Lincecum will serve 15 years in prison and another 9 years in jail after he pleaded guilty in December to several animal abuse charges, including intentionally failing to provide food for an animal, and intentionally not disposing of carcasses. The charges came after the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office received a call from the Farm Service Agency in March of last year about the dead goats on a farm in Seymour Township. Lincecum was also ordered to pay the victim of his actions more than $240,000 in restitution. Lincecum's wife, Stephanie Lincecum, was sentenced in January to 18 months in jail and 5 years probation on similar charges to her husband. Wisconsin's child care industry could run out of government subsidies by June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin child care centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
I haven't run across any that feel comfortable that they're going to still be in business once this is done. And you think about that, it'll be a catastrophe in the state of Wisconsin. This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
Evers tells Civic Media's Empowered Caregiver this weekend that businesses depend on workers who depend on child care. A test of the voting equipment will be held at 10 o'clock this morning. The equipment test is open to the public, and residents of the town of Orion are encouraged to attend. The test will be held in the new Orion Town Hall, located at 22304 Theed Road, Muscadet. A mind-blowing musical experience returns to the Richland Center tonight as Symphony on the Rocks hits the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy a fusion of classical melodies and rock. The show will include the best of classic rock, featuring hit music from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Doors will open at 6 o'clock with refreshments available for purchase. The performance will start at 7. Cost of admission is $35. Bellin and Gunderson Health Systems received the 2024 Advocacy All-Star Award at the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual Advocacy Day event on March 20th, attended by more than 200 hospital advocates. Presented by Kerry Hoffer of WHA Vice President of External Affairs, the award recognizes one hospital or healthcare system that exemplifies a dedication to grassroots advocacy. Dr. Scott Rathgaber, CEO of Bellin & Gunderson Health System, accepted the award on behalf of the organization. A jury has found a former Wisconsin elections official accused of obtaining fake absentee ballots guilty of misconduct in office and fraud. The jury returned guilty verdicts on Wednesday on all four counts. Prosecutors charged Kimberly Zapata in November of 2022 with one felony misconduct count and three misdemeanor counts of election fraud. A criminal complaint says Zapata was deputy director at the Milwaukee Election Commission in October of 2022 when she obtained three military absentee ballots using fake names and Social Security numbers. She sent the ballots to the Republican State Representative Janelle Branchon, an election conspiracy theorist. Zapata said she wanted to expose real flaws in the state election system. She faces up to 5 years behind bars. Wisconsin voters could add two amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would outlaw private donations to local election offices. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local. He urges people in Wisconsin to vote no.
There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels. I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. Democrats say the amendments would make voting harder. Republicans say they'd promote election integrity. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties are declining to pursue felony charges against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and a Republican state lawmaker related to an effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission, which recommended last month that charges be filed, said in a memo prepared for a Friday meeting that prosecutors were not pursuing charges because of conflicts of interest. The Ethics Commission was meeting Friday to vote on referring the charges to other counties. The commission alleges that Trump's fundraising committee and State Representative Janelle Branchon, a Trump ally, conspired in a scheme to evade campaign finance laws to support the Republican primary challenger to Voss in 2022. Beef producers in the state pitched in to help the hungry. The Wisconsin Beef Council launched a two-week fundraiser on Wednesday. All proceeds will go to purchase beef for statewide Association of Feeding America food banks. The group sources, warehouses, and provides food to more than 1,000 local food programs throughout Wisconsin. The Beef Council has previously contributed $7,000 to the organization. They are now partnering with an apparel company to offer T-shirts, long-sleeve tees, and sweatshirts that feature beef cuts and the text, "You can't live a full life on an empty stomach." Those items will be on sale through April 2nd online at wi-beef-council.toppromotions.com. A federal judge has temporarily blocked plans to build a high-voltage power line across the Mississippi River Wildlife Refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Deerland Power Cooperative are building a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. About a mile of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. A coalition of conservation groups sued in federal court earlier this month to stop the line, alleging federal officials didn't follow proper procedures when they gave the utilities permission to build in the refuge. U.S. District Judge William Conley issued a preliminary injunction blocking construction on Thursday and extended the order indefinitely on Friday morning. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for 8 seats on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. The 8 districts up for election are 2, 5, 8, 11, 14, 17, 20, and 23. District 14 covers Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties. District 20 includes Richland and Sauk counties, and District 23 includes Iowa and Lafayette counties. The Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin directors guide the organization's finances, formulate and set policies, develop long-range business plans, and maintain its mission. DFW aims to be an advocate, marketer, and promoter for Wisconsin dairy farmers and drive demand for Wisconsin's dairy products. Through these initiatives, the directors have the opportunity to represent Wisconsin dairy producers and products, as well as be involved in activities that inform consumers about the dairy industry and its economic impact. DACAP will mail nomination forms to eligible producers. Eligible nominees must be an active dairy producer who sells milk into commercial channels and lives in one of the affected districts. Producers must sign, notarize, and postmark completed nomination forms by March 30th and include signatures from at least 5 eligible producers other than the nominee. Nomination materials are available at wisconsindairy.org/boardofdirectors/elections. Printed copies can be requested by emailing dacapmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. DACAP will conduct the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors election from May 1st through May 24th. Elected producers will serve 3-year terms beginning July 1st of this year and ending June 30th of 2027.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Saturday, March 23rd. Geraldine L. Felton, 83 of Richland Center, died March 12th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93 of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held today from 11 until 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93 of Arena. Sue Ann Mesera, 74 of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held on Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home on Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11:30. Sue Ann Mesera, 74 of Woodman. Francis R. Cooper, 91 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A private family service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Francis R. Cooper, 91 of Richland Center.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Don't forget, tonight is Symphony on the Rocks as it returns to the Richland Center City Auditorium.